VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Key U.S. senators said Tuesday there is overwhelming evidence that the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was behind the killing of the dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside Saudi's consulate in Istanbul in early October. They rejected President Donald Trump's claim that the case against bin Salman wasn't convincing. This is Bob Corker, the senator, the Republican chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee.
I have zero question in my mind that the Crown Prince, MBS, ordered the killing, monitored the killing, knew exactly what was happening, planned it in advance. If he was in front of a jury, he would be convicted in 30 minutes.
Corker said it would be very easy for the president to say the Crown Prince killed a journalist. Instead, Corker said Trump says it's okay to do it. Ukraine says Russia has begun allowing some ships to enter Ukrainian ports on the Sea of Azov. It's a possible sign of easing tensions in the area. A statement Tuesday from Ukraine's infrastructure minister said two ports have been partially unblocked. He said ships are also moving through the Kerch Strait towards Ukrainian ports, and he hoped the ports would be fully unblocked in the coming days. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Tuesday the U.S. will withdraw from a milestone Cold War-era nuclear treaty unless Russia returns to compliance. He told reporters in Brussels after meeting with NATO foreign ministers, "We either bury our head in the sand or we take common sense action." He told the ministers the U.S. will begin the six-month process of leaving the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty in 60 days over alleged violations by Russia. This is VOA News. Mr. Pompeo